Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it is that time of year, and it is time for the Commissioner's School of Agriculture, which just wrapped up over the last few days. Let's talk a little bit about how this year's session went.
You're right. Last week was the 13th year that we have done that. We had 36 young adults, I think we like to call them, and they seemed to be that. We were up there. Blanche and I went up for the etiquette dinner, and they were a great group of kids. And with this year's graduating class, that is nearly 430 young folks who've gone through the program.
That's a lot of kids. And you have tracked some of these young people through the years. And these folks tend to be extremely successful, not only in the field of agriculture, but that and beyond.
Well, you're right. One thing we are striving to do is have them look at an academic career focused on agriculture and then become a part of our industry after graduating, and we're having a tremendous success with that. Three-fourths of them who are in college somewhere are enrolled in agricultural study, and the ones who've graduated, 40% of those are now involved in a career in agriculture. It may be from farming to teaching to packaging to marketing to banking. So I'm very pleased that the goal of the school, the long-range goal, is actually having great success.
Now, let's talk a little bit about who enrolls in this school. It's not just South Carolinians. They actually come from all over the South and Southeast.
Well, this year was no different. I think for the last 4 or 5 years, we've had out-of-staters. And the reason for that, we are the only operating agricultural school of this type in the country. Last year... Florida Department of Agriculture sent some staff members up to see how we did it. But this year we had attendees from North Carolina, from California, two of them from California, and a young man from Pennsylvania right near the campus of Penn State. But he said he was interested in coming down south for college.
Who can blame him?
Yeah, that's right. And I could tell from our time with them, they all enjoy learning the different backgrounds of their friends that they're making. Some are coming from towns smaller than my hometown, some from here in Columbia, Charleston, Greenville, Spartanburg. But again, two of them from near San Francisco, California, they saw it on the website. They were interested, and so just real pleased at that.
We want to point out, too, that these young people do not spend a week of their summer vacation sitting in a classroom totally. They do spend some there.
Well, you're right. It is a great mix of classroom, indoor and outdoor laboratories. It might be in the forest. We do mix in some fun. I know they go down the Chattooga River once, and then they do some team exercises together. They make smoothie recipes that then the whole group enjoys, and they actually vote on who had the best one. Then they make some marketing presentations as a team. So great broad exposure on a lot of things that help them in their personal development, helps them learn about potential careers in agriculture, and make friends and have fun while they're doing it.
And I'm sure you'll be teeing it up for a 14th year next summer.
That we will. And just to remind folks early on that their child or grandchild or friend, the applications start in the spring, I think March or April, and we like to finish those up by May. So we need to do one early reminder to think about next year.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.